Damn it, now where's Cole? This is just stupid. Where in hell did Jensen and the engine go?
I'm right here.
The boys came from beyond a jumble of rocks that masked the right side of the trail from the view of Granger and the others.
And I am here.
Four astonished saddle trash cut their eyes from one side of the trail to the other. On their left, they saw the squat figure of a Pueblo engine, powerful shoulder muscles bunched as he drew the string of a thick, stubby bow back to his cheek, an arrow knocked and ready. In the other direction, a hard-faced white man held a six-gun on him in a competent, steady grip. All at once, a terrible reality had caught up with them. Given the alternatives, they decided to do what to them seemed the only thing to do. All four went for their guns. Three down, one to go. Santan's horse raced in. Santan Toza leaped from the back of his pony and dragged the remaining outlaw clear out of his saddle. They landed with the Tua engine on top. Orange sunlight flashed on the keen edge of the knife Toza whipped out and pressed to the throat of the winded thug. A short distance away, Cole Granger quickly decided the only plan that made sense to him was to get the hell out of there. He put spurs to his mount.
There's another one!
Smoke Jensen rode into sight and threw a shot at the departing Granger with little hope of hitting meat. Pete Stringer, who was on the ground, had eyes only for the knife that threatened him until Smoke rode up. Then he cautiously raised his gaze to the white man who calmly sat his horse, looking down with apparent dispassionate interest. That sight caused him to lose it entirely.
Oh, God Almighty, no, please don't, please don't. I've never done, I just don't.
I can't understand you, fella.
Please, save me from this savage. Drag him off of me. You're a white man, you can help me. Don't let him kill me.
I'll let Tosa skin you alive if you don't cooperate. You and your friend down there.
Smoke gestured toward another fallen but still alive outlaw.
What do you want to know? What?
Who do you ride for?
I can't tell you. He'll kill me if I do.
And you don't think Santan there will kill you if you don't?
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
He's not going to help you. But I might, if you tell me what I want to know. Now, who do you ride for?
Why? Whitewater Paddy Quinn.
Do you have the hiccups?
I can't help it.
Who does Quinn work for?
Clifton Satterly.
Why am I not surprised?
Smoke made a curt gesture and Tosa released the captive.
Get the other one. We'll patch him up and take him along with us while we go have a talk with Satterly. Then, on the way back, we can drop him off in Española. The law can lock him up for us there.
Diamonds of moisture sparked on the leaves of Spanish bayonet and tufts of sawgrass as Smoke Jensen and Santan Toza reined in behind a low sandy knoll outside the hacienda of Clifton Satterly. Smoke nodded to their captives.
We'll put them down and tie them to those mesquite bushes. Gag them too.
Pete Stringer had regained some of his former bravado.
You go in there after Clifton Satterly and you ain't coming out alive.
Well, you had better hope we do. Because no one is going to know where you are. Dying of thirst and hunger is a bad way to go, I'm told. Worse than hiccups. So hold a good thought for us, huh?
You ain't going to leave us some water? Something to eat?
Nope. You won't be able to make use of it anyway. With that gag in your mouth and hands tied behind a tree.